This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Bethany is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Jeremy. So in a second, we'll call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But first, Bethany, how long has it been since you heard from Jeremy?
It's been a few weeks. I haven't heard anything from him, and it's weird because I thought the date went really well.
What'd y'all do?
We went and got dinner. Sort of like a happy hour type thing. We got like a couple of different plates of stuff. We shared both of them. And I really liked him. Like, we have a lot in common. We both just recently moved here. We're both originally from small towns. And we're both really like career motivated and excited about our jobs and things like that. So I don't know. I thought it was a really good match.
Did you feel like he liked you?
I thought he did. It seemed like he did.
I know it's a weird question, because when you get so caught up in liking somebody, you're not really paying attention to if, like, wait a minute.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I thought he liked me, but I haven't heard from him, so I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I made that a very terrible narrative. I'm not saying that he doesn't like you. Maybe something happened. Did you guys kiss at all? Did you hug? How did the date end?
We didn't kiss at all. We just, like, hugged and said goodnight. But the vibe was really positive. Like, we had a really good time. We were talking a lot, to the point where I thought we were going to have a second date. So, yeah, I don't really know what happened.
Is there anything you can think of that might be a reason that he's ghosting you?
I don't know. The only thing I can think of is that, like, I feel like I definitely ate more food than him. We shared some plates, and I feel like now I'm kind of worried that I just, like, ate a lot more of the food.
Is that actually a thing?
What do you mean?
Like, do guys actually, like, not like that?
I don't know.
Does it happen?
It's definitely a thing where girls feel self-conscious about it. Women feel self-conscious about it.
Yeah, I hear them feel self-conscious, but I didn't know if, I don't know if I know any guys that would want to ghost somebody after they went on a date with them and they ate a bunch. Like, I actually think it's cool, because it's like, oh, you're relaxed enough to just eat a bunch.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I would get annoyed, like, if it's go to a really nice steakhouse or something and then somebody's self-conscious about eating a lot. Mm-hmm. So then they order a salad, because a salad's like $50 anyway. So it's like, just go ahead and spend the money on a steak and enjoy yourself.
Yeah. So hopefully that's not it, because that would be ridiculous.
Yeah. So, like, he just, like, walked me to my car and we said goodnight and we hugged. Just sort of, I don't know, there's an implication that he was going to call or text or something, and I didn't hear anything.
Did you reach out to him?
I did reach out to him. I texted him once, and I didn't get a response. I didn't want to text him too much, because I didn't want to, like, I don't know, overwhelm him or anything, and I just thought he was going to text me or call me, so.
All right, and you literally have no idea why he's ghosting.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, I guess the only thing I can think of is the food thing. I don't know, maybe I was eating too loud, or I was like being too messy or something.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date if you still want one, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, we'll play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to steal a moment for yourself before the week ahead. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Bethany is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a guy named Jeremy. So in a second, we're going to call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date if she still wants one. But before we do that, Bethany, why don't you catch everybody up on your situation?
Yeah, so basically I went on a date with this guy a week or so ago. We had a great time, got drinks, dinner. I thought it went really well. We have a lot in common. I was really into him. He walked me in my car, we said goodnight, and I just, like, didn't hear from him at all. And I texted him, and he just didn't respond. So now I'm just not sure what's going on, and I would really like to know.
Okay.
Make sure it's not because you ate a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would like to know it's not because I ate a lot.
All right. We're about to call him right now. You ready?
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jeremy?
Yeah, this is you.
Jeremy, what's up, man? How are you? My name is Jubal, and I host a radio show. It's called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jeremy. I'm Nina, also on the show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
How are you?
Hi, I'm doing fine.
Sweet. Do you listen to the show ever?
I mean, I'm familiar, yeah. But
okay. I don't know if you're familiar or not with a segment we do. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go on a date with somebody and then you ghost them, that person can ask us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them. And we got an email about you from somebody.
Okay.
Can you think of anybody that you're ghosting currently?
I'm afraid not.
Have you gone on any dates recently?
This is from Bethany, I take it.
Yes. Bethany emailed us and then we talked to her about your date a little bit. And she said it's been like a few weeks and you haven't talked to her. So she's wondering if you would mind telling us why you're ghosting her.
Well, I mean, I had a great time with her. I really liked it because we went out, we had food and she's nice to talk to. But I got really excited. And so I was starting to show my bros, you know, like pictures from the night and I was telling her about her. And, you know, one of them, my guy, Rob, he said, wait a minute. No, I know who this is. I know Bethany.
Okay. And
actually, I went out with her for a while. A few weeks ago, I actually went out with her and we ended up, we slept together. And every day afterward, she kept just trying to get a hold of me. It was like this constant, hey, what's up? And I couldn't like get her. I couldn't drop a hint that she would understand. So I eventually texted her on the third or fourth day just to say that, hey, we're not a good match. And then she stopped bugging me. So I was like, oh, I do not want to get into that. You know, I don't want to wade into any of that.
Well, it sounds like communication.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what wading into that means, but because to me, he finally nipped it in the butt by telling her what was what. So really, it was his fault that it got weird, if you think about it. So you actually would have had the power to communicate with her what you wanted from her. And especially if you were excited, doesn't mean that you guys would have the same situation. I don't know. I feel a little triggered by that excuse. I'm sorry.
Like, I guess I don't want to even get involved with any of that. Like, I don't want it to get to the point where I've got to send out a text of like, hey, don't do this anymore. I know.
Well, why are you dating? Like, are you dating to be casual or are you dating to meet someone? So why are you anticipating telling somebody I don't want to hear from you?
I mean, like, I want to meet people and hang out, and I want to keep it kind of casual, which is nice, but I'm not going to be with someone who's going to be
likes you. Who wants to talk to you? Are you kidding me? I'm sorry.
Well, Jeremy, thanks for being honest with us.
I will also let you know that
Bethany is actually on the phone and wants to talk to you, and she's been listening.
Hi. Okay, I got to say, I'm like a little bit shocked by what I'm hearing right now. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. I remember Rob, obviously. Okay, so he was really nice at first. We had a really good date. We talked about going on a second date, and that's, like, kind of the reason I slept with him. And we slept together, and then he just completely ghosted me again. This keeps happening to me. I texted him a few times. We had just slept together. But I didn't text him like crazy. I literally texted him a couple times. And then he messaged back saying he didn't want to see me anymore. I was bummed.
Hey, look, I trust Rob's judgment. And if it was too much for him, then it's going to be too much for me, you know? I gotta go.
It was not too much. I literally texted him like a few times because we had like maybe I'm old fashioned, but I feel like if you sleep with someone,
I gotta trust Rob's judgment on this one.
Jeremy, how many friends do you have? Like, how many is in your inner circle? And can we have all of their names so Bethany knows not to date any single one of them? Because you guys have interesting bro rules.
Oh, I think we're tight. We like to make sure that we're all on the same page about this kind of stuff.
Your friends are all on the same page about, like, how you date?
Yeah. I mean, aren't yours?
Yeah, they don't tell me who to see and not to. Well, yes, they do. Yeah, but different, yeah, exactly. Jeremy, but different.
Okay. I think we've worked out a really nice sort of system, you know. I talk about my date and how well it went. My friend goes, hey, don't do that. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, tight, Rob. I go in, I talk about what kind of girls to see. I trust Rob. If he says, hey, that's not a good one, then, like, that's not a good one, you know? Yeah, I mean, look, with us, it's dogs before broads, you know?
What?
Yeah, it's dogs before broads.
Ew, ew. This is a red flag alert.
It's like even worse than bros before.
Listen, Jeremy, I respect your friend circle, but Bethany?
It's time to get out.
It's time to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I am not about this at all. I do not like that mentality from a grown man, so I'm good on that.
I still haven't asked yet. Jeremy, would you like to go on another date with Bethany? We'll pay for it. Dogs before...
No, I gotta listen to the dogs.
All right.
Do you guys bark when you see each other?
Whoa.
What was that? That was a young dog.
It was a bulldog.
And Bethany, I'm assuming you're cool. You don't want another date?
Yeah, I would like to never see either of them again, to be honest.
It is rough in these streets.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring? but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.